Hey everyone, welcome back to the What's Your Life Journey podcast. I'm your host, Kira Miller, and today's guest, we have Megan Golden, who is a musician and a YouTuber, and we can't wait to talk with her today. To kind of start off the podcast, one of the first questions we ask is, like, who would you say that you were in the beginning of, well, kind of your life, but also like the beginning stages of not feeling good enough? Like, who would you say Megan Golden was?
Very timid a lot, very shy, and like wanting to do a lot of things, like having all these things like cool ideas, like of things I want to try to do, but just like wouldn't do them because just out of, you know, fear of like just not, you know, thinking that it's like it's your, why even try, you know, because it's not going to go well, or like you're not good enough to do this. There's a lot of people way better. But also, like, anytime someone does something for the first time, you're not going to be the best at it anyways, obviously. But you know, just timid and shy and like wanting to do a lot more than I was doing.
What would you say you were wanting to do at that point in your life? What were some of your hopes, your dreams?
I've always like wanted to pursue music and stuff. I love writing. That's kind of like what I love the most. Like, I love singing, I love playing and all that stuff, but writing is probably my favorite of all of it. And I kind of would write some stuff, but then I would like never finish songs because I was like, oh, it's terrible. Like, I'm not going to finish this because, you know, I would just like, you know, get in my head and be like, why even finish it? Because it's not, you know, it's not good. And I like wouldn't show it to anybody or anything like that. Because it just, so it stood in the way a lot of songwriting, like just personally, but other things too. Like when I started wanting to perform, it took me a lot longer to do it because, you know, I just put it off so much longer than like I should have.
Yeah.
For sure.
What was like kind of the moment in your life where you felt like this not good enough feeling just started happening for you? Like, what was there a specific moment? Were there moments that happened where you just really, you kind of knew in your mind, oh, I'm a failure. Oh, I'm not good enough. Like, what were those moments for you?
Probably it started, like, I'm very thankful that I grew up in Nashville, but it was very intimidating because everywhere there were just like amazing musicians and stuff, which I love that. And like, I'm very thankful to have been surrounded by that, but it was really scary because I was like, the best people move here to do music. And like, you know, how can I compete with these people that are doing such like awesome things? But in like not a music aspect, this is just a story of like one time that like was tough for me. So like in school and stuff, I always felt like my sister was like, she got like super great grades. And I was just like kind of the more like creative person who's just kind of all over the place. And like, you know, I wasn't the most organized person. Still am
Did
not.
Did you have to try harder for kind of everything?
Yeah. Like your grades? Yeah, for sure. Like, and she was so, she loved school and like, which I didn't hate school or anything, but it was just, you know, it wasn't like my, I just wasn't as, you know, she so easily made like great grades and like she was super popular. Like all, everyone just like loved her and everything. Yeah. And I went to a really small school. And so when I went to high school, I had been like nervous because I knew all my teachers, like they know her and like, you know, she did really great. And like all her friends that she knew were there. And I had been talking to one of my friends that also has like an older sibling about how like it's just like really tough because I just felt like, you know, she was like, you know, on like homecoming court and she was class president and she was like all this stuff. And I was like, I don't know, like it's just going to be weird for me. And so one of like my very first days of high school, like I was a little freshman, super awkward, prime of my like awkward phase, which I still have not recovered from.
Not even middle school was your prime? Really?
Well, okay, maybe middle school.
Yeah,
was
I know,
prime,
right?
But I was still, you know, it was real rough. And I was like really nervous and like just not, you know, good with like all the older people being around. Like I was just stressed, you know. And one of the senior boys came up to me that like, I guess knew my sister or whatever, and was like, so how did, and he was kidding. Like, I really do think he was kidding. I don't think he like meant it, but in like the place that I was in, it was really like tough for me. But he was like, so how does it feel knowing you'll never be as good as your sister? And like, I had been talking about it to like this other girl too. And she was there and she was like, she just looked at him and was like, don't you dare say that again.
Yeah.
But it was like really tough. Like, and then like, it really did like hit, you know, like not a good place because I was like, that's how I feel all the time, that like I'm not going to be like good enough. But, yeah. you know, I realize she's way different than me and, like, you know, we're into different things. And
yeah.
That's, we're just different.
Did you find yourself trying to follow her path because you saw her as successful? Because actually, I did that with my brother.
Really?
Which is funny because, like, he's a guy. But yeah. I would see him being successful at sports, being successful in school, relationships, friendships. And I was just like, okay, if that's what success is, like, I'm following his footsteps. Then.
Yeah.
Did you see that with your sister?
There were a lot of things that, like, I did. Like, she played soccer, so I played soccer, like,
yeah.
all through, which I did enjoy soccer. But she was, like, for sure way better at
yeah.
soccer than I was. I just did it because, you know, she did it, so I did it.
Right.
And, like, and there were, like, a lot of things. Like, I tried to be really good at school and, like, you know, but it just wasn't, like, not that I wasn't, like, bad
right.
at school, but, you know, it just wasn't who I was. But I think that, like, when I started doing more music stuff, that's when it got better. Because
yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm not trying to, like, just do everything that she did, you
yep.
know. I'm, like, doing
my
own. Whoa. Well, I'm doing, like, everything that, like, I enjoy doing. And it was kind of nice because there wasn't, like, that. Not that there was a competition, like,
yeah.
because she's, like, the best sister ever, and, like, it wasn't,
awesome
like, that.
That's awesome that you guys
but,
have
like,
a relationship.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's super cool and, like, very supportive of, like, what I do. But it was just, like, nice because I was, like, oh, like, I can do my own thing, and it doesn't have to be, like,
yeah.
you know, it's I'm doing something completely different than what
right.
she's doing, so.
Yeah, huh. So you finally, that's when you started, when you were doing music, that's when you really started to kind of find yourself.
Yeah.
And, break off from who people said you were because of your sister?
Yeah,
yeah,
totally. It was, like, really, really great, like, when I started playing. And even though, like, I had similar obstacles
mm-hmm.
in music, just because that's just how I am.
Yeah.
But, like, it was really great because that's, you know, where I, like, found all my friends that I have mostly are from music-related things. And it just gave me something to focus on that I, like, wasn't, you know, it was just kind of my, like, thing,
mm-hmm.
sort of.
Yeah. And so being in Nashville, where it's everybody's thing,
yeah.
Do you ever find yourself trying to kind of be like everybody else? Or, how would you define yourself within music? How would you say that you are unique?
Yeah, it's funny because I struggle a lot with, like, trying to find my own sound because for a long time, like I released an EP and, like, half of it is super country, like very, like, there's one song on there that's, like, almost, like, very, like, traditional country, and then there's a song on there that's very clearly a pop song,
yeah.
and then there's a lot of, like, in between stuff, and so it's kind of difficult because, like, I want to do, like, what's, you know, mainstream sort
of course,
and
yeah.
all that, and I kind of want to be like what other people are doing, but at the same time I don't want to be
yeah.
like what other people
right.
are doing. You want to do your own thing, and I want to do what I love, so it's, like, it's kind of hard sometimes, but, like, I've just learned to kind of just, like, write what I want to write,
yep.
like, what, you know,
it's all you can
what
do.
I yeah, exactly,
mm-hmm.
and, like, just get out of my head and stop trying to write what I think people are
yes.
going to like, because
yeah.
every time I write what I think people are going to like, they never like it, but then
yep.
when I'm, like, I'm writing this song for me, and, like, I'm just going to do it, and then it's always people's favorite song, and I think
because
people can see your
yes.
authenticity.
Exactly.
It's hard word to say.
I know, right? Well, and I think the best part of doing something that you believe in is it makes it easier for other people to believe in you, because
yeah.
when they see your passion and they see you just being so excited about something, why would they not be?
Yeah.
And if they wouldn't be, then maybe they're not supposed to be in your life, because
right.
that kind of sucks.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But when you're doing something like creating a sound based on someone else's sound and you're not really as passionate about it, people probably aren't going to be either.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
so true. I think people see that so much, like, and I think people thrive off that because they want that for themselves. They
mm-hmm.
want to be, like, passionate about stuff. So when they
yeah.
see it in someone
yeah.
else, it's, like, exciting to them. And they're
yeah.
like, she's doing, like, what she wants to be doing. Like, I'm going to do what I want to
yep.
be doing, which is a really cool, like, domino effect sort
yeah.
of. Yeah.
What would you say in your writing specifically is, like, your unique message? Because I know you talk a lot, like, you know, about you're not feeling good enough. How
yeah.
do you, how does that play out in your writing? And how would you say that's, like, showing who you are in your writing, I guess.
Yeah, I, well, just, like, yeah, not even, like, in the actual, like, what I write, but just, like, the process.
Mm.
It does get, like, really difficult sometimes because, like, I still, even though now I write a lot more, but it gets hard, and now I do a lot more co-writing,
mm.
which
yep.
is difficult when, like, you have to, like, learn to not be so scared because it's like you'll get in a room with somebody and it's like you're silent for like 4 hours because you're like, you know, you don't want to like, because at first I would get so scared, like whatever I say, it's like it's not going to be a good enough line. It's not going to be like they're going to think I'm stupid or like I don't know how to write a song. Yeah. And it's just, it's such a dangerous place to get into when you're trying to be creative because you have to throw out things and you have to like do all that stuff. So it's like process wise, it's like definitely hindered me. But like in my music, I don't know. I love like writing sad songs.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Also,
right? It's like, that's when you know, the prime of it comes out.
It is, yeah.
But I do a lot of, you know, just writing about, I don't know, I do a lot of like relationship type songs, I guess everyone kind of does.
But if that's like your unique story with it, then.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So that's what I typically do in writing.
What do you feel like are some of the kind of negative voices in your head that... Because for me, I've got a lot of those that are just hey, you're not good enough, you can't do this, or you want to do this, but you're never actually going to be able to. What would you say are kind of your voices for you?
Yeah, definitely, like, I have this thing where, like, I just get so worried sometimes about, like, not even what I, like, because I enjoy what I'm doing, so it's like, if it doesn't work out like ever like with music and stuff, if it doesn't work out, like it's not, you know, wasted time for me because I enjoy it. But a lot of times I'm like, a lot of people have put a lot into what I'm doing, like a lot of people have put a lot of time into like helping me like do music, and like a lot of people put a lot of money into like helping me do music, and like, you know, just people have been like, and I'm very thankful for that and like appreciate the things that people have done to help me get to do what I'm doing. But it's really scary sometimes because I'm like, I feel like I'm not, like, only letting myself down if I don't do it, but, like, I'm also letting down, like, a lot of other people. And, like, that's a lot of times, like, in my head, I'm like, what if I just, like, wasted all these people's time and money and, like, you know? That gets really scary sometimes. And that's, like, a lot of what is, like, going on in my head. I'm like, should I, like, stop wasting? You know, of course I'm not going to, but, like, should I stop, like, wasting people's time, you know, with what I'm doing? So that's probably, like, the biggest one, I would say, for sure.
Yeah. Who holds you accountable and who holds you up during those times?
My mom's great. Yeah. My mom and my sister, we're, like, a very, very close family. My mom's, like, super supportive, but also she's, like, the best for, like, what I'm doing because she's so, like, do your music stuff, and she's not, like, in it. Like, she doesn't, like, do any, like, the businessy stuff.
Okay.
But, like, every show I have, she's, like, always there. She always is, like, you know, like, you did so good. And, like, you know, gives me those words of encouragement that, like, even though a lot of times I probably don't deserve them.
Yeah.
But, like, she, you know, gives them when I need them. And it's, like, okay, like, I can do this, you know. And
it,
like,
reminds you that, okay, I am strong. Okay, I am good enough.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, she's just really, really great with that. And so that's a huge one. And then I just – a lot of my friends from, like – like elementary, middle, and high school that I've just like grown up with, they've, since like I was doing school talent shows and stuff, they've always just been so like supportive and like excited. And it's cool because they don't, none of them do music. So like, it's just really cool because they're so like, I don't know, they just get so excited about it. And I'm like, and it's just really nice because it's like, it's just good to have friends like that, that like are constantly like want to support you and like lift you up. And I'm like so thankful because it's like when I'm doubting myself, then they're like, you know, they'll just like send me nice things out for music, or, you know, I don't know, it's just I like probably would not be doing music stuff like if it wasn't for that support group, because I, you know, it's just a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
And then having them like be supportive of that helps a ton for sure.
So how would you say then, kind of with their help and fighting your own battles within your own head, how would you say you are fighting those battles? And where are you at now?
I feel like I'm in, like, I mean, I still, the thoughts are still there. Like, I still get, like, you know, really, like, scared and, like, really just, like, doubt myself a lot. Like, yeah, self-doubt is, like, a huge thing for me. But I've gotten better about, like, doing stuff anyways. Like, even though I'm, like, super scared to do something, or, like, don't think I should do something because, like, why, like, you know, things like audition for, or, like, try to book or whatever, or, like, even like setting up co-writes, I'm like, this person doesn't want to write with me, but yeah. like, but reaching out anyways, and like, you know, if they say no, they say no, and mm-hmm. that's okay, but like, at least go for it. And
at
like,
least you're trying.
Yeah. Hmm. So I've gotten a lot better than I was at just like giving it a shot mm-hmm. anyways.
Yeah. What, are there certain maybe practices or, I mean, kind of mental practices that you do every day or every week or whatever that looks like that keep you in the right mindset, and like books you read, anything like that?
Yeah, so I do, one thing that like helps me get in the like right mindset is just like starting off my day with like just some kind of like silent time, like yeah. you know, like some Jesus time, some yep. like chill time, some like just sit there and like, you know, not do anything else yeah. because if I get like on my phone, then I'm like, you know, going through social media, seeing everyone else.
Comparing
it's like
yourself.
Amazing. Yeah. Yep. And then mm-hmm. you start comparing yourself. And so just like having some time to start off the day and be like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to focus on like what like my, even my skill set. I'm just going to focus on like what I need to do to like pursue what I want to do today. And like, how am I going to get that done? And just like focus on that instead of just sitting there like, you know, wasting time that I could yeah. be using to like get better or to mm-hmm. like, you know, to try and do like these different things and just like have, yeah, just like a time of chill. Also just like fun songs, yeah. just like, you know, yep. just start my day with like a fun, like yep. positive, like hype song, you know, is always good.
And who's just, that? Like, who's that for you? Like that artist or that song? For me, it's Natasha Bedingfield. When I put on Unwritten, that's yes. how I know I'm just like, I'm gonna have a great day.
That's always a good one. I literally all the time will go to YouTube. There's like playlists yes. on YouTube that are like yeah. positive, uplifting songs right. or whatever, and that's like one of the ones that always comes up. There's sometimes there's like really weird random ones yeah. though, but yeah, there's always like Firework by Katy
oh,
Perry,
so
the classic.
Good.
You know,
yeah.
gotta have that.
Right.
But yeah, things like that where it's just like super upbeat, so it like kind of gets me like, you know, ready to like go for the day, yep. but also just like a positive message mm-hmm. For sure. And then I think that's kind of like it. I just sometimes like if I start getting in that headspace, I just sort of have to like, there's not really like a thing I do, but I'll just be like, you know, just like take a minute yeah. to be like, remind myself like you are like good enough to do this and mm-hmm. like you should do it. And like, it's for sure not going to happen if you don't do anything at yeah. all. So you might as well like, you know, at least give it your best shot.
Mm-hmm.
So
how has your faith played a role in all this?
Definitely played a huge role because it's like, it's interesting because like to me, they like, there's so many, just like similarities like between like faith and like going after your passion or whatever, yep. because it's like, I mean, it is faith like to go mm-hmm. after like something
so true.
Like that. Yeah.
yeah.
And so it's like very similar things of like learning how to just like trust like what's happening. And, like, you know, even if it doesn't work out, like, what's supposed to work out is going yeah. to work out. And, like, you know, God's got your back. So, mm-hmm. like, that plays a huge role. I'm like, you know, like, even if it's not what I have, like, planned out, it's going to be, like, it's going to be a great, like, whatever happens in my life is, like, going to be what was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, you just have to trust that that's how it's going. So, like, whenever I'm, like, really stressed, like, that's a good place. And I can sense when I'm, like, getting shaky, like, in my faith, and I'm also yeah. getting shaky, like, with, you know, doing, like, music stuff because right. I'm like, oh, no, like, what's going to happen? And I just start worrying too much. And it's, like, to me, a lot of times they just go so much, like, hand in hand because
yep.
it's both, like, trusting, just mm-hmm. a lot of trust and a lot of faith in both of them.
Yeah.
So it's a weird, like, merging of the two, mm-hmm. sort of.
Yeah. Well, and I think one thing that I have realized in my life lately is that when you take that plunge and you kind of step into the wilderness where you don't know what's going to happen, there's a lot of uncertainty, and you have your own hopes and dreams, but I've noticed that God, like, meets you there
yeah.
and does his best work right there, and usually will create something way more spectacular than you could have ever imagined. Do you yeah. feel like that's kind of happened with you in your life within the last few years? Like, have you had a hope for something specific, and then because of your relationship with God, it actually ended up being something more extraordinary?
I'm trying to think, like, there's been a lot of times that, like, I just feel like, just so many experiences that I've had or like people that I've met, like a lot of if what I wanted to happen with my music would have happened when like I wanted it to happen, like because of course, like, you know, from the beginning you're like, oh, I want to do these huge like crazy things
and quickly
and super quickly, but then like sometimes I look back and I'm like, I wouldn't trade like the experiences that I've had like in the past year that I know would not have happened if like if that was what my life looked like right now, like the people that I've met and like I don't know. And I also think that like a lot of like, for example, I think like my faith would not be where it is if that would have happened, because I wouldn't be surrounded by the people that have like, you know, carried me through like the rough times in my life, because I wouldn't have known them, you know. And so there's a lot of things like that where I'm just like, that like to me those are like big things, and I'm like, I'm glad that I have those like memories and like those experiences and know those people. So that's kind of a like a big thing for me that like I'm like weirdly thankful that it didn't happen when it happened, like, you know.
Right.
But you know, we'll just see where the future goes.
Yeah.
But
because I feel like for me in my life, and this might not end up in the podcast, who knows, but I just like I always wanted to have a certain timing for everything in my life, and when it didn't work out, I hung on to it way too tightly and couldn't let it go. And then I think actually since moving to Nashville, that's really helped me to like let go of whatever's in my timing and just go with life or God or whatever it is, just whatever is in his timing. And I mean, yeah. So I guess like how have you kind of seen that more recently in your life too?
Well, it's been like, it's been weird for me recently, 'cause like with just graduating and everyone's like, you know, just like, you know, what are your plans? Yeah. What are you doing? I'm like, I have no plans.
I don't know. Leave me alone.
Exactly. But it's like, you know, I guess not really like that an opportunity has like come up from that, but it, like, that's just kind of the place I'm at right now where it's like, I don't know. I just don't know at all. Like, I don't want to have like a 9-to-5 job right now, because I can't do that with, you know, writing on during the week.
You can't
and
be
like,
creative and have that energy.
Yeah, for sure. And like a lot of like weekends I'm gone doing like out of town shows this summer. And so it's just like, you know, it's just like it just wouldn't work. So that's like one thing right now where I'm like, just like, trust, you know, but you and then I'm like just started a new receptionist job though, so which that came out of nowhere too, which is kind of wild, because I was like, I need to get a part-time job, but like I used to wait tables, and I was like, I don't want to wait tables again, just because like a lot of that's like nights and weekends, which is like when I usually play.
Right.
So I was like, I need like this job that's like 2 days a week or something. And like was literally saying that because I was like, that's like when I used to be in school. So like I'll still have more free time because I won't be doing homework and stuff. But it'll just be like the same as that. And then like weirdly one morning I was like up at 7 a.m. and I'm never up at 7 a.m. And like just I got a text from a place I used to intern at, and they were like, hey, the place next door that they do like a lot of like beauty stuff, and she was like, they they need a receptionist to work just 2 days a week. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's like perfect, that's exactly what I needed right now. Just like something so to like have, you know, another like job, but something that doesn't take away from music and stuff. So it just like worked out really perfectly, but it's kind of a wild story. And like also that she texted me like 7 and they were like, we need someone today. And so I went in at like 10 a.m. It was wild.
And you could cut whenever like, you wanted? Like you left whenever you wanted?
Yeah, they were they were just like, we just like need you today, but yeah, I just have to go for like 2 days a week, so it's like pretty nice,
it's
I guess.
Not bad at
so
all. Yeah, and money.
Yeah, you know. Gotta make a living somehow, right?
Yeah, true. So, I guess with that, like just graduating.
Yeah.
I just remember when I recently graduated and I ended up taking a year to just kind of figure things out, cuz I thought I knew what I wanted, and then came to Nashville, realized I had no clue. And like completely, my entire life completely changed after visiting Nashville. So for you, when you just graduated, like what, I mean, those insecurities might be kind of popping back up for you, right? Like what you were just saying.
For sure, because like a lot of my friends are doing, like, because I my major was music business. And so a lot of my friends are getting jobs within like the music business like industry, which is great. And like, but I feel a lot of like why I feel like it would have been easier for me to, like, do an internship, and, like, that's how a lot of them, like, got their jobs, like, internship, and mm-hmm. then, like, right out of college, like, starting to work. And I'm like, am I messing things up by, like, yeah. waiting? I don't want to look like I'm doing nothing, like, for these couple years, like, while I'm – because, you know, I want to, like, give music its, you know, best shot for a while, and then maybe mm-hmm. one day I will do something, but is it going to be harder for me to get a job because yeah. I, like, didn't do something right out of school? And, you know, is that, like, a mistake to right. to pursue music for a couple years, like, before going into that? Or, you know, so that, yeah, it's been, like, that's been a really tough thing. But I'm just, like, you know, just keep doing it. Yeah. Keep going. Like, whatever's supposed to happen will happen. But it has been hard, like, seeing everyone else doing that. I'm like, should I just, like, do that also? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to give up being yeah. able to do music, so...
So have you considered going into the business side at all then? Because that's what a lot of other people are doing?
Or not I really? I weirdly love – I did that kind of like as like a fallback plan sort huh. of like that. I chose that as my major just kind of as – because the way it's set up at Belmont is like you have a, you know, business degree with it. So I was okay. like, well, I can do like a lot of things with that or whatever. Nice. So like yeah. I'll major in that. But I like really enjoyed like the music business side, and I do think, like, of course I want to do my own music, but I do think yeah. I would be very happy, like, if one day I was, you know, doing something else in the industry. I think I would okay. be just happy being around it. I enjoy the business side a lot, actually.
It's nice that you have those options too, because yeah. there's a million things
to do. A lot of things music you industry. Can do, which is nice, yeah. especially around here, so yeah. we're in a good place for it.
What do you think is maybe that path that you would want to take if you do go into the business side?
That is a good question. I really liked – I don't know if I would – well, of course, I'm like, I don't know if I would be good at it.
You don't need to.
Of course,
try.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
But artist management, yeah. I really, really enjoyed that a lot. I kind of actually really liked my publishing class, too, but my teacher was just really cool, so that might have been part okay. of it. But artist management, I really enjoyed venue management, too. I think that could be pretty fun. Yeah. But – I don't know, just something, like, I would love to still be, doing something kind of, like, creative, mm-hmm. Even if it was, like, you know, like, working on, like, branding artists yeah. or, like, I don't know, things like that, or, like, coming up with, like, almost, like, marketing strategy. Plan yeah. type things for them and stuff. I think that would be really, really fun, and mm-hmm. I enjoyed a lot of, like, the classes that I did surrounding that, so yeah. I think something like that would be something I would be interested in, but it's just fun to be around music yeah, and around right? people that do music and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and the creative part of the business is just like, to me, I mean, I was never an artist, like musician, anything like that. Yeah. So to me, my creativity was always through a strategy, through writing or like storytelling like yeah. this. But I really found that you can be so creative in strategy, which is weird because
yes.
strategy is like organization. So it's almost like the opposite of creativity. And sometimes people actually think they're like, oh, because you're so organized, you can be good at strategy. And like, that's all you get to do. You don't get to do creative stuff, right. which is kind of hard. But it's like, no, there's so much creativity in strategy, like marketing.
It's
and
so
branding.
True because you yeah. have to come up with like these. It's not just like a set thing you have to do. Yeah. It's like you have to figure out like fun ways to like. Yeah. make something work, you know, and right. like it is, it's very creative, mm-hmm. but a lot of people, yeah, they don't really view it that way, but
no.
it's a very creative process for yeah. sure.
So now that you like do want to do music and you feel like, I mean, I feel like you've made a lot of incredible connections while you've lived here and stuff, just from knowing like who you know, what is kind of like your big dream with it all? Is it to be on a certain stage, or is it to like do something even more impactful and meaningful with your music? Like, what does that look like for you?
I would love, yeah, to like be able to perform like for, you know, a lot of people. That would be yeah, really fun. Right. But I also just like, even just on the writing side, I love like writing something that I feel like says something that someone else wanted to say, but yeah. like they didn't know how, or like they couldn't. Like that's my favorite thing, is when someone like comes up to me and like talks about a lyric in a song that's like very personal to them. And it's like, it was personal to me, yeah. but like by letting them into what I was feeling, that like explained what they were trying to say, if that makes yeah. sense. So like, I love that. And like, I think just just that would I would be so content just like writing, even if it was for other artists. Like I just love people hearing a song, like, you know, somewhere, wherever, whoever it is, yeah. and just being like, that makes so much sense, and like I would have never said it like that, and I couldn't have said it like that, but like that's what I feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, so that's just, that's like my biggest like passion within the world of music, I guess. So that's something that is definitely would be like, I would be so content just like doing that for sure.
When you're writing with other people, is that hard? Like when, okay, when you're writing for someone else specifically, like, and not your own project, is that kind of weird? Because you're kind of putting your own opinion into like someone else's art, which to me is like hard.
It's a very difficult thing. The best thing, it's so difficult because it's like, you know, figuring out their sound, but also figuring out like what would they say and like what wouldn't they say, and what's, if they're writing a song that they want to put out, then most people, not everyone, a lot of people don't care, but a lot of people want it to be personal to what they have. So it is kind of like, it is difficult, but it's so much easier too when I'm doing it like with friends that we like kind of just like really talk about like whatever we're writing the song about, and like just really, so I like kind of get the story and like can kind of feel it like myself, and then that helps a lot to be able to do that, and then we can do it. But it, yeah, it's tough, especially because sometimes like you don't really know, sometimes like I'll go to a write and it's like we're both artists, so we don't know who we're really writing the song for, we're just kind of going for it. So then it's like, you know, it's just you like I have something very personal, so I don't want to have like this other thing that's not part of like my story, even though it's like a, you know, it's just like a weird thing. But but you know, sometimes you just
gotta do it.
Just gotta do it, I guess. Yeah. Huh. It is Which, weird.
That's like probably a fear too, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's all kinds of fears.
I know, right?
So many. But it's tough. And that is like, I wrote a lot by myself for so long because I was just like, I don't like, you know, when stuff's really personal, it's just hard. Like there are some songs I'm like, I don't mind, you know, like changes or whatever. But there's some stuff I'm like, you know, like, this is my baby. Like, don't rip it apart. It's really hard, but, you know, sometimes you got to let it happen.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. So what are kind of some courageous steps that you feel like you have taken recently or will be taking recently now that you are out of school and now that you're kind of in this wilderness phase where you don't really know what's going to happen?
Yeah. So some things that have been, like, I've, like, good for me – just like I've gotten just reaching out to people that like I've been friends with and I know are like awesome writers and like are do like writing like big songs for people and like actually reaching out and just being like, hey, like would you write for me? And like people are so nice, like most people are so nice, like, and they will do it, you know, just to like because you're friends and like they'll, even though they, you know, probably have a lot like better writers they could be writing with, but it's like super, you know, people are just nice and most people will like help you out, especially if you're friends. So like just doing things like that, like there've been a couple shows that like I wanted to play, but I was like, they wouldn't let me play that. But then like you just reach out and like you do it and then you make it happen, you know? And like things like that are, I guess like things that have been like, I wouldn't have done that before because I would have just like been like, eh, not good enough. I can't do it, you know? But
so just reaching out.
Yeah, just reaching out, like, which is seems like such a simple thing. But I mean, for it me, is, it was like such a hard thing to do that.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I think it just takes a lot of courage to reach out. And like, if you don't know someone, it is scary. Yeah. And it's like, it is overcoming a fear of like, oh gosh, I don't feel good enough. Like, I don't really, I want to do this, but like, I don't.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to reach out to someone and they're really good.
Yeah.
But you never know what they're going to say.
Right.
So you might as well just reach out.
Yeah.
And if they say no, they say no.
Exactly.
But I think you literally don't know unless you don't try.
Yeah, it's so true. And like, some of the best things that I like almost didn't like reach out to someone about, like, almost didn't do it because I was like, they're not going to want to. Like, the best things have come from that. So, it's just always good just to try. Like, you know, if they say no, like you said, like, oh, well, on to the next
you
like,
know
thing.
You tried.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's for sure definitely not going to happen if you don't reach out, you know. So you might as well give your best shot and try it.
So to kind of wrap up, who would you say is Megan Golden now? at what? How old are you? 22?
I am 22, yes. Cool. I don't know why that took me so long to think about it. Yes, I am 22.
It gets harder as you get older, I know, apparently.
Getting old, you know.
Yeah, like, who would you say is you now?
I would say, still very, like, kind of, you know, scared person of things. But like, I feel like I just do things. Like, if I have something I want to do, then I just do it now, which was not me before. But I've gotten a lot better at just being like, this seems cool. Like, I'm, like, passionate about this. I want to do this. So I'm just, like, gonna do it, you know, and I'm just not gonna, like, wait around and see what happens. I'm just gonna, you know, give it my best shot and, like, do it. So that's kind of, like, where I feel like with all that stuff that I'm at right now. And I'm, like, a lot, you know, I feel better, like, confidence-wise, like, better about myself than, like, I ever have before, just because I had lots of, like, confidence issues, but more confident in that, like, I can, you know, I know what I can do, and, like, I know that, like, even though I, of course, have, like, lots of weaknesses, but, like, you know, I also have strengths that, like, I need to be confident about, and, like, it's okay to do that, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, I guess.
When you were younger versus now, do you feel like you kind of tried to push the fear down and not even deal with it, and now you're, like, feeling it and allowing yourself to get over it?
I, like, didn't want to be like that. I mean, nobody does want to be like that. Right. So I was like, I feel like a lot of people thought I was, like, very confident in, like, what I was
doing. You're good at masking it.
Oh, for sure. Professional masking all this stuff. So I was like, so people would always, like, say things like that, like, saying that I was, like, a, you know, confident whatever, and I was like, I'm, like, not at all, you know?
Yeah.
And there's, like, a lot more things, you know? And I just had a lot of issues with that. But pretty good at masking it. But now, I feel like I'm more open about it now. Mm-hmm. It's still, like, hard. Like even just, like, talking about it is difficult because it's, like, you know, I don't want to talk about, like, all the fears that I have because, like, you know. But it's good, too, because it's, like, be vulnerable about it and, like, let people – no, and then, like, you can work on that, and, like, they can help you and, like, all that stuff. So
and I want to commend you for that, because I think when you share your process, you have ownership over it. And, like, what I've learned in my life too is shame has power in silence. And when you actually talk about what you're going through, the minute you're going through it, not later after you've overcome it, but now, that's when you really have to, like, that's when you have power over it. And I think I want to commend you for that, because otherwise, it will, like, eat you inside.
It seriously will.
If you don't get to talk about it. And, you know, I think sharing it kind of with the world is the best way to do it sometimes, too. Because not – I hope that you have, like, your core group of friends that you're sharing this with, which it sounds like you are. But also, I think it's incredible for people outside of your friend groups who don't really know you to hear, like, hey, she's going through this right now, yet she's able to talk about it, so can I.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's incredible that you're doing that. So
yeah, and it's so nice, like, thank you for, you know, helping me.
Of course,
do that. But it's so nice, when you see, like, because part of, like, it makes it worse because you think you're, like, the only one. But then, like, when you talk about it, it's like, oh, my gosh, everyone else, like, has, like, all these doubts and has all these things, like, going on. And it just, it makes it easier to, like, for somehow makes it easier to, like, deal with it yourself when you know you're not the only one. Like, so you don't have to be down on yourself about it. Because, like, we're all struggling with that. We can all kind of, like, lift each other up and, like, pull each other through it.
In all of your life, like, all your struggles and stuff, what do you feel like really pulled you out of everything? Because for me, it was always hearing other people's stories and seeing that they overcome something either similar or greater than me. And now they're, like, living extraordinarily. And when I say that, I just mean they're living with confidence, they're living with courage, they're living with strength, like, to me, and, like, living, like, having power over their shame too. So what has kind of pulled you through everything?
I would say for me, just, like, words of, like, encouragement from other people is, like, a huge thing for me. Like, I don't know why, but it just does, like, wonders for me, like, having people that, like, I trust and that I feel like are not like, you know, some people are always encouraging, which is, like, always a great way to be, but, like, even people who are, like, I have some friends that are not necessarily all, not that they're, like, you know, whatever, but, like, they are, like, they're honest, you know, and, like, them giving me, like, words of, like, encouragement just helps so much, and I'm like, it just, I don't know, it does a lot for me and, like, really pulls me out of those places where I, like, doubt myself and all that. So I would, yeah, words of encouragement are, like, huge for me. Like, it, you know, just hearing it is really helpful for
me. It overpowers that voice in your head.
Yeah, totally.
Hmm. What's kind of an inspirational quote or maybe an event or, like, a Bible verse, anything like that, that has kind of either really helped you to, like, define your life or has helped you to get through whatever? I mean, I know you're saying words of encouragement, so that's probably a huge thing for you too. But is there any specific, like, event that's happened in your life or, like, I don't know, or, like, an inspirational quote that's just, like, really pulls you through every time?
Yeah. There's – so I have two, which is kind of funny because they're just very opposite of each other. But I'm not going to be able to remember it word for word. But no, there's a Bible verse that's, like, talks about, like, being surrounded by a cloud of witnesses and, like, running the race and, like, how, like, the people that you're surrounded with, like, running the race with them.
Yeah.
That's, like, a good one for me because of, like, the words of encouragement being a big thing. To me, it's, like, I feel like there's so many things in my life, like, I would, I don't know where I would be, like, if I didn't have that group of people to, like, just, you know, carry me through all that. So that's one. And then the other one is a Will Ferrell quote. Not a little. but love I don't him. Know if you've seen his commencement speech that he did. Well, it was pretty good. You should check it out. It's where probably at? On YouTube or wherever.
Like, where did he do the speech at, though?
I think it was, like, at the University of Southern California, maybe, they or would something. Get him.
Yeah,
of course. So he, like, did a commencement speech, and there's a quote from it. It's, of course, really funny because it's Will Ferrell. Yeah, but the quote was something about, like, how, like, he, you know, people were, like, would, you know, tear him down and stuff and, like, write bad things about him. But, like, he didn't care because he was too busy throwing darts at the dartboard. And, like, I just like that. Like, I have that, like, written in my room, like, keep throwing darts at the dartboard. But it was just talking about, like, he knew, like, he wanted to do, like, comedy. And so he just tried every single way. So he was, like, doing stand-up. And he was, like, I was really bad at stand-up. Huh. And he was, like, you know, just doing, like, all these different, like, routes of it. And, like, just kept trying to do things and, like, working hard at it. And, like, not focusing on what was going on around him. He just, like, kept throwing darts at the dartboard until one, like, you know, was a bullseye. And now he's Will Ferrell, and everyone knows exactly, like, who Will Ferrell is, you know? So I just love that because it's, like, to me, like, motivating because it's, like, you know, there's so many ways to go about doing music, so many different avenues you can take, especially, like, now. It's, like, changing drastically. So it's, like, just keep trying things, you know? And, like, there's not just one way to do it. Just keep going for it.
I love that. Yeah.
I thought it was a cool quote. You should watch the speech. It's a pretty good speech.
Is it funny and?
Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he sings I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. You know, it's pretty quality. Probably the best version you'll ever hear of it. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right. So where can people find you on your social media? Because everybody knows who watches Megan Golden's Instagram stories. She is super personal and it's funny. She loves Diet Coke.
Love Diet Coke.
She loves to, like, sing and, like, do lip syncing in her.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm a professional. For someone who's trying to do music, I do a lot of lip syncing along to things. Maybe I should just be a professional lip syncer.
That would be a really cool job, I'm just saying.
I might look into that. Yeah. I don't know where you apply for that. We'll figure it out. I'm on Instagram, which is at Megan A. Golden. Megan is M-E-G-A-N, and Golden is just like the color. And then also on Twitter at that same place, facebook.com/MeganGoldenMusic. And I have a website, which is www.MeganGolden.com. And there's links to all the social media on there if you have any trouble finding it.
There you go. Thank you so much for listening to the What's Your Life Journey podcast with our second guest, Megan Golden. Really appreciate having her on the podcast today. And if you want to see more of this kind of content, you can subscribe to our YouTube. Or if you want to see more exclusive kind of uplifting and inspiring content, you can head to our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/whatsyourlifejourney. We would love for you to join our community with that and be a part of something just inspiring and filled with incredible stories. Thank you so much for listening.